They sped up, talking and shrieking in a pointed fashion, with many exaggerated glances back at Harry and Cho, leaving an embarrassed silence in their wake. Harry could think of nothing else to say about Quidditch, and Cho, slightly flushed, was watching her feet.
So, where do you want to go?
Harry asked as they entered Hogsmeade. The high street was full of students ambling up and down, peering into the shop windows and messing about together on the pavements.
Oh, I don't mind, said Cho, shrugging. Shall we just have a look in the shops or something?
They wandered toward Dervish and Bangs. A large poster had been stuck up in the window, and a few Hogsmeaders were looking at it. They moved aside when Harry and Cho approached, and Harry found himself staring once more at the 10 pictures of the escaped Death Eaters. The poster, by order of the Ministry of Magic, offered 1,000 galleon reward to any witch or wizard with information relating to the recapture of any of the convicts pictured.
It's funny, isn't it?
Said Cho in a low voice, also gazing up at the pictures of the Death Eaters.
Remember when that Sirius Black escaped, and there were Dementors all over Hogsmeade looking for him? And now 10 Death Eaters are on the loose, and there aren't Dementors anywhere.
Yeah, said Harry, tearing his eyes away from Bellatrix Lestrange's face to glance up and down the high street.
Yeah, it is weird.
He was not sorry that there were no Dementors nearby, but now he came to think of it, their absence was highly significant. They had not only let the Death Eaters escape, they were not bothering to look for them. It looked as though they really were outside Ministry control now. The 10 escaped Death Eaters were staring out of every shop window he and Cho passed. It started to rain as they passed Scriven shafts. Cold, heavy drops of water kept hitting Harry's face and the back of his neck.
Do you want to get a coffee?
Said Cho tentatively as the rain began to fall more heavily.
Yeah, all right, said Harry, looking around. Where? Oh, there's a really nice place just up here. Haven't you ever been to Madame Puddyfoot's?
She said brightly, and she led him up a side road and into a small tea shop that Harry had never noticed before. It was a cramped, steamy little place where everything seemed to have been decorated with frills or bows. Harry was reminded unpleasantly of Umbridge's office.
Cute, isn't it?
Said Cho happily.
Yeah, said Harry untruthfully. Look, she's decorated it for Valentine's Day, said Cho, indicating a number of golden cherubs that were hovering over each of the small circular tables, occasionally throwing pink confetti over the occupants.
Ah.
They sat down at the last remaining table, which was situated in the steamy window. Roger Davies, the Ravenclaw Quidditch captain, was sitting about 1.5 feet away with a pretty blonde girl. They were holding hands. The sight made Harry feel uncomfortable, particularly when, looking around the tea shop, he saw that it was full of nothing but couples, all of them holding hands. Perhaps Cho would expect him to hold her hand.